I'm Marco Werman. You're with The World. The U.S. has long been the destination of choice for young Central Americans seeking safer and better lives. But lately, Mexico is becoming a destination, too. Central American migrants have been applying for humanitarian visas there to avoid deportation and to get work in Mexico City. Valeria Fernandez has a story of one young migrant.
It's like sharing ghost stories, but these are real. It's late, but Esteban and his new friends are at the Adolescentes en el Camino shelter in Mexico City. They are sitting around a kitchen table, trading tales about their journey. All of them are Central Americans who travel alone, hoping to reach the U.S., and they're escaping violence, poverty, or both in Esteban's case.
Gangs are arriving in even the most distant towns.
Esteban is 19, and he grew up on a farm in a small town in Honduras. He played drums in church and soccer at school. But when gangs arrived in his town and demanded a monthly extortion fee, his family was too poor to pay. So he set off for the U.S. in June to earn enough money to help his family move away.
I felt scared because those people, they don't have pity. They don't know what it is to be poor or anything like that. Blood speaks to them.
Esteban traveled on foot and on top of freight trains to avoid checkpoints in Mexico. But it didn't take long for him to run into the threats he was leaving behind in Honduras. One day, when he was with other Central Americans, gang members stopped them at gunpoint. They made everyone take their clothes off to see if they were hiding money, but also to see if any of them had tattoos from rival gangs. One of them did.
When he took off his shirt, they saw his tattoos. I didn't dare open my mouth, because if I said anything, they'd think I was his friend. Just as they were about to shoot him, I bowed my head and I prayed to God. Forgive him.
No lo perdonaron.
They didn't forgive him. They shot him in the head and they took his body away. I don't know why.
Esteban still shakes when he thinks of it. He eventually made it to Oaxaca, where human rights advocates put him on a bus to a shelter in Mexico City, and they presented him with a new option: stay and work in Mexico. Esteban is one of a growing number of Central American migrants who apply for Mexico's humanitarian visas. The visas are temporary, usually 1 year, but they can be renewed. And they are faster and easier to get than refugee status. The number of visas granted doubled over the past year. Esteban got help with his application at the shelter.
Estamos pobres, hoy no hay ni galleta ni nada, qué pena. Están bien pobres.
That's Father Alejandro Solalinde, joking with youth at dinner time. He runs this shelter and several others for Central Americans. He's the one who brought Esteban and the others here from Oaxaca, about 500 miles away. He knew they'd be safer.
Lo que hago es acompañarlos del sur a la Ciudad de México.
What I do is accompany them from the south to get away from danger. They face extortion, kidnapping, disappearance, sexual exploitation, trafficking.
The journey has only gotten more dangerous for Central Americans as Mexico has stepped up immigration enforcement in the past few years. It's not clear how a President Donald Trump and his talk of a wall might change things here, and whether more Central Americans will ask for protection in Mexico. But Father Solalinde says it shouldn't be an option to send them back. If the U.S. won't help them, he says, Mexico should.
Given the increase in the crisis in their countries, meaning violence and poverty, teenagers can no longer live in their homeland because they're recruited by gangs, and if they stay, they lose their lives.
Solalinde knows he can't keep kids in the shelter. Esteban felt safe there. He got a job working in a thrift store for $40 a week, but it wasn't enough to help his family. So after 4 months at the shelter, he took off for Texas.
In the U.S., you get paid in dollars. I have a friend who can get me a job. If I send that money to Honduras, it would go a long way.
The humanitarian visa made it easier for him to travel through Mexico by bus in the open. But it didn't help him on the U.S. side of the border. He got caught and jailed for 2 weeks for entering the U.S. illegally, before they deported him to Honduras. He says a U.S. immigration officer tore up his humanitarian visa, so he wouldn't try the journey again. And Esteban says the officer was right. He would do it again. For the World, Valeria Fernandez, Mexico City.
Valeria traveled to Mexico as a fellow for the International Center for Journalists. She also reported a story about Mexico's detention and deportation of unaccompanied Central American youths. You can find it at PRI.org.